This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I'm ready for spring. Oh, you know, I'm okay with winter, and winter in the uplands of southern Arizona is in a nice place right now. Overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, and daytime temps jump about 30 degrees, 50 to 50s to 60s, and that's on sunny days, of course. A recent storm system moved through southern Arizona, and though we didn't get a lot of rain at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojalote, we did get gray days, and I was reminded just a few hours into a gray day that I don't function well on gray days. How silly, but there you have it. Well, maybe I should check the National Weather Service on a regular basis, you know, and look for gray days in the future, and I could start a regiment of St. John's wort. Ahead of all that, well, only if it only worked that way. Anyway, hey, I made it through the grayness, and though we didn't get much rain in the flats, rain fell on snow in the mountains. Yo Ojalote, which has been running since November, has been replenished, and the sound of the creek went from whispering gurgles over round rocks to a loud splashing gurgles with tiny rapids trying to roar. The water moved into other channels, and the quiet still seeps far from the main course are trickling. Gosh, I love seeps. Even when I was a child growing up in Kentucky, water seeping in a field felt magical. It was a place where you might find a frog, you know, or a garter snake. And when I got older, this is back in Kentucky, I could get into the low hills. A lot of the hills are pretty low in Kentucky. I was still drawn to where water trickled from under rocks or on hillsides, right? And now, for the last 50 or so years in the borderlands, I still spend time at water dribbling from under rocks and sometimes filling tiny pools. And water, be it in the Messick Kentucky or of my youth or the more xeric lands of my adulthood, water draws plants and animals. Oh, I stand over, I hunker down and study the pools of that nearby creek. Sometimes, they could be 100 feet or more from the flowing channel. Exposed and tangled roots reach over the pool and into the pool. Autumn's ash and sycamore leaves line the bottom. I want some creature or creatures to be in those pools. You know, if I were upstream at the headwaters where water runs or seeps year-round, then I know I'd find some life. But the Ojalote by us is only visiting. And I do find all sorts of mammal tracks around pools. Lots of things are drawn to water, right? Deer, coyote, bobcat, raccoons. And that's very cool. And, of course, plants are starting to emerge in muddy, wet banks. Oh, yeah. And I recognize some of them. That's right. I recognize some of them. And some I don't. But I definitely am seeing yellow monkey flower emerging. Some from seed, I can tell, because the first true leaves. And others from old roots that have been waiting for wet bank soil. Common, you know, but beautiful Mimulus gutatus. Common, but I'll take it. Give me some yellow monkey flower. Monkey lark coming up by a seepy pool. And as I say that, wait a minute. It has a new name. Sorry, Mimulus. Erythanthe gutata. Yeah, gutata. I like that. It's been sent to another family, too. It's no longer in the Scrophulariaceae. It's no longer a figwort member. Erythanthe gutata is in the lopseed family, Phrymaceae. And that's fine. Okay, that's fine. But this monkey flower that's showing up by seeps has beautiful tulip yellow flowers, beautiful red dots on that lower, starting at that lower lip and going down the throat, these little red dots like little pollinator guides or something. It's very showy. It's a very showy yellow flower. It's pretty common. But look for it. Look for it, my friends, this monkey flower by brooks, creeks, springs, seeps, muddy banks, from 500 feet, to 9,500 feet in elevation, blooming spring through fall. Let's call it seep monkey flower. And it's beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.